Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India is on the cusp of a revolution in electric vehicles, battery storage, and electronics manufacturing, but there's a critical challenge that threatens to derail this progress: the country's alarming dependence on imported critical minerals, including lithium, cobalt, and nickel. First, let's understand why this is a pressing concern. India's rapid ramp-up of renewable energy, with a target of 283 gigawatts and rising, and its ambitious electric vehicle production targets have created an urgent need for the raw materials required for lithium-ion batteries. However, these critical minerals are not available in India in sufficient quantities, making it essential to secure them internationally. This is where Khanij Bidesh India Limited, or KABIL, comes in, India's government-owned joint venture tasked with acquiring critical mineral assets overseas. What makes KABIL significant is that it is modeled on China's earlier critical minerals acquisition strategy. KABIL is a joint venture between three public sector units under the Ministry of Mines: National Aluminium Company Limited, or NALCO, Hindustan Copper Limited, or HCL, and Mineral Exploration and Consultancy Limited, or MECL. These partner organizations make KABIL entirely within the Mines Ministry's portfolio, giving it the necessary backing to pursue its mission. Now, let us turn to why critical minerals matter. India currently imports nearly all of the critical minerals required for its clean energy and electronics transition. This is a strategic risk, as China controls an outsized share of global critical mineral mining, processing, and refining. But why does this matter? It matters because India's energy transition demand is substantial, with a target of 500 gigawatts of renewable energy by 2030, which requires large-scale battery storage systems. Additionally, the goal of having 10 million electric vehicles on the road by 2030 under the FAME and state EV policies will require substantial lithium and cobalt imports. And here is something that surprises many students: electronics manufacturing under the Production Linked Incentive, or PLI, scheme also needs rare earth element-based components. KABIL's global operations are expanding, with a focus on lithium and cobalt exploration in Argentina, Australia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. In Argentina, KABIL has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the provincial mining company Camion for lithium block exploration in the Catamarca province, Puna Plateau. What makes this significant is that Argentina is part of the Lithium Triangle, which includes Argentina, Bolivia, and Chile, and holds around 60% of the world's known lithium reserves. In Australia, KABIL has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Government of Australia for cooperation on critical minerals. Australia is a major source for lithium, cobalt, and rare earth elements. And in the Democratic Republic of Congo, KABIL is exploring entry points despite the significant risk posed by the country's political instability. The DRC holds around 70% of the world's cobalt reserves, making it a crucial location for India's critical minerals mission. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. KABIL is Khanij Bidesh India Limited, and it is India's primary instrument for securing critical minerals internationally. Remember this number, 283 gigawatts, which is India's current renewable energy target, and it is rising. Note this carefully: the Democratic Republic of Congo holds around 70% of the world's cobalt reserves. This is a favorite prelims fact. Argentina, Bolivia, and Chile form the Lithium Triangle, which holds around 60% of the world's known lithium reserves. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic falls under GS3, Economy, Science and Technology. Understanding India's critical minerals mission and KABIL's role in it is essential for your preparation, as it has implications for India's energy transition, electronics manufacturing, and strategic position in the global economy. In conclusion, India's critical minerals mission, led by Kabil, is a vital component of the country's transition to a clean energy economy and its ambition to become a major player in electronics manufacturing. As India navigates the complex geopolitics of critical mineral acquisition, it must balance its strategic interests with the need to avoid diplomatic controversies and ensure a stable supply chain for its burgeoning electric vehicle and electronics industries.